Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie Kendall. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Love that sweater.
Hey, let go of my precious poopy pie this instant.
What?
Stop. Stop. I just wanted one piece of ice.
I need a drink first.
Just be careful not to...
Fall in.
Love that sweater.
Thanks. It's my favorite. I'm wearing it for tonight.
Can you believe it? We're actually going to see Starlights on Ice.
I know. I can't wait to see Nancy Sheridan skate. She's my absolute favorite.
I was reading about it in the paper last night, and the show is getting rave reviews.
And we're going! I don't know how I'm going to concentrate on schoolwork. This day is going to go on forever.
Speaking of, isn't it about time for school to start? I should get going to class.
Relax. We still have 10 minutes.
Should I meet you after school? We can head over to Wits End together to catch the bus.
Yeah, it leaves for the arena at 5, right?
Yep, and we can't be late. Connie warned us.
Okay. How about I meet you down by the band room? I have marching band tryouts last period, and I'll need to put my French horn away.
We're late! I thought you said we had 10 minutes.
That's what my watch said. Oh no, it stopped. The battery must have died.
Well, I gotta run. Sorry, Mandy.
It's okay. Here, let's get this stuff picked up. Mr. Hubler is going to be so mad.
Bye. Hope tryouts go well.
Thanks. Whoops! Ah! Oh!
So nice of you to join us, Mandy. Now have a seat.
I'm so sorry I'm late, Mr. Hubler. I was talking in the hallway, and I realized the battery on my watch died. And then we dropped everything, and I slipped down the stairs in my hurry to get here.
Regardless, that will cost you an hour of detention after school today.
What?
It's a new school rule. The principal believes students have taken advantage of our lenient tardy policy. So teachers are now required to assign detention for every student who arrives late to class.
But this is the first time I've ever come late.
I'm sorry. It's school policy. I'll see you this afternoon. Okay, class. Please pass up your book reports.
Mandy, don't bother me now, Alex. I'm trying to find my book report.
Yeah, but if you've got detention, what about Starlights on Ice?
I can hurry and still make it to Wits End in time. Are you coming?
Of course. It's the most exciting thing that's happened around here since the basketball playoffs.
Those were yesterday.
Hey, I'm hungry for excitement.
I'm waiting on those reports, Alex.
Coming.
Mandy.
Where is it? It was in a red folder. Ah, found it. Here, Alex.
Why do I need a liver?
How should I know?
I was reading the title of your book report. I don't get it.
My book report is on Little Women.
I guess they need livers, too.
That's Sarah's folder. We must have switched it in the hallway. Oh, she has my book report. Mr. Hubler, can I turn in my book report later today? You see, when I was being late, Sarah accidentally ran into...
Miss Strasburg, you know my rules. I don't accept late homework assignments.
But Mr. Hubler...
No exceptions. Now, if everyone will clear their desks except for a pencil and piece of notebook paper... We'll be having a pop quiz.
Pop quiz? Hi, Alex.
Hi, Mandy. You're here early today.
It's pizza day and I don't want to miss out. This is my favorite meal of the week. Hey, are you going to band auditions this afternoon?
Yep. My drums are ready to go.
But you play the oboe.
I did play the oboe. My dad said it gave him a headache and thought I should take up another instrument.
Does he know that you decided on drums?
Not yet. I wanted to surprise him.
Mandy! Oh, good, you have my folder. I need it for my science class next period. Here's yours.
Thanks. I got in trouble because I didn't have it earlier today.
I'm sorry. It was a good book report, though.
I don't get it. How come you got your folders mixed up?
We sort of had a crash collision in the hallway this morning.
We both dropped our things and then picked them up wrong by accident.
Women are so clumsy. If you would just remember to always pass on the right.
We did both pass on the right. Unfortunately, it was my right.
No, I think you passed me on the left because you hit my right arm.
But that wouldn't make sense because I carry my books in my left arm.
Right.
Left.
I mean, that would have been the arm I hit.
Oh, right.
But you just said it was your left.
How did it happen?
Okay, we were standing here like this with our books and stuff in front of us.
Notice, my left arm.
The bell rang.
Ring!
I moved to my right.
And I moved to my right.
Oh, that was your left.
Oh.
I think I understand what happened.
Sorry.
Here, let me help you pick up your stuff.
No, it's okay, Alex. Well, we got
if you want.
Wait, I
go ahead.
That.
Just let me get
no,
it.
No, it's not.
It's it.
Oh.
Ow. My head.
My mouth. You've got a hard head, Alex.
Well, you've got a hard mouth.
Oh, you're bleeding.
I am? Oh, I think I'll need stitches.
Not you. Mandy is.
Oh, I must have one of those internal things.
I think I better put something on my lip.
Here, Mandy, get some ice from the machine.
Good idea. Wait! Stop! Stop! I just wanted one piece of ice. Help! Help! Somebody help me!
Come on, Mandy. It's only your lip. It's not like you need to build an igloo.
I can't make it stop!
Okay, clear out, clear out. How many times have I told you kids not to play with the ice machine? It's not a toy.
I'm sorry. It was an accident. Can I help?
You can help by never touching this again.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what can I get for you?
Pizza, please. Mandy, are you going to be able to play your French horn with your lip like that?
I don't know. Maybe this ice will keep the swelling down. Pizza, please.
That was our last piece. We've got some broccoli casserole, though. How about that?
Mandy, maybe you should try out some other day when your lip feels better.
No, really, Mr. Holloway, I can do this. Let me try again.
Okay, go ahead. Mandy, let's do this Monday, okay? Please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Next!
That was awful.
It wasn't so bad. I could still make out the first Noel.
Great. But it was the national anthem.
Yeah, I know. It was just the Christmas version of it. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
I might as well give up.
Oh, come on, Mandy. Life's not so bad. And remember, every cloud has a silver lining.
So what's the silver lining to having a swollen lip?
Well, big lips are kind of the in thing now. You're way in style.
Really? My Uncle Fred will be glad to hear that.
Besides, Mandy, it could have been worse. Your teeth could have been knocked out or something.
Since when did you become such an optimist?
I'm going to practice here for a while after school. Do you want to go over to Wits End together when you get out of detention?
Sure.
We'll meet you outside the library.
The library?
Yeah, didn't you hear the announcement? So many kids have detention today that the principal said it would be held in the library. More room.
Well, I'll meet you there then. Bye.
I need a drink first.
The water fountain's over there.
Nothing's coming out. Oh!
Could have fooled me. You just need some shampoo and you could wash your hair during detention.
I need to dry myself off.
Let's go in the girls' room.
There's no paper towels.
Use some toilet paper.
This is definitely not two-ply.
Fold it in half.
Ugh, it's coming apart in my hair.
Just hurry up, we're going to be late.
Ugh, this door is stuck. I can't get it open.
Can you crawl underneath?
I'm wearing my favorite sweater.
Try standing on the toilet and crawling over the wall.
Okay. I still can't quite reach.
Maybe if you jumped a little. Just be careful not to...
Ah!
Fall in.
My foot is all wet.
It seems you would have learned your lesson from this morning, Mandy, but you're late again.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hubler.
Plan on detention tomorrow again, then. And be careful, you're leaving wet footprints. Where did I put those detention slips?
I'm the only one I know who gets detention for being late to detention. It's not fair.
Yeah, Mandy's right. It's not fair.
I mean, because I got locked in the bathroom.
Exactly. We're all locked up. We have no freedom. But we can fight this. Yeah, right, Mandy? You can be our spokesperson.
Don't I get a choice in this?
She's right. We should have a choice.
Now, what's going on here?
Go ahead, Mandy.
I just wanted to wring out my sock.
And you should have the right to do that. You tell him, Mandy. Tell him you're right.
Yeah, tell him, Mandy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hubler. This isn't what it looks like.
Yeah, this isn't just detention. It's depression.
You mean repression?
Yeah! We're repressed! We're repressed!
I think that you mean oppressed.
Oh, yeah. We're oppressed! We're oppressed! We're oppressed!
Mandy, perhaps you should come with me to the principal's office.
Another week of detention?
It was so funny. In that really tragic kind of way, of course.
Well, we better hurry if we're going to make it to Wits End in time. Let's take the shortcut.
Hey, Mandy, watch out for that pothole.
What?
Whoa! Oh. Mandy? Mandy! Are you okay?
I think so. My wrist kind of hurts, though. I think I might have sprained it.
Ugh! And you're covered with mud. Mandy, I've been thinking about all the problems you've been having, and I think I have the answer.
It's all a bad dream.
No. Do you remember that verse we talked about in Sunday school last week? Something about how good things happen to good people, but God lets bad things happen to bad people? Coincidence? I think not.
What are you saying?
I think it's pretty clear.
Looks like your tire's flat too, Manny.
I'll have to walk it over to Wits End.
Maybe that'll give you some time to think about the evil in your life.
Thanks for the encouragement, Alex.
Hey, guys! Are you ready for Starlights on Ice tonight? Oh, I can't wait to go... Mandy, what happened?
I fell off my bike when we took the shortcut from school after detention.
Oh, is that how you hurt your lip, too?
No, that's when Alex knocked into me at lunch, right before I broke the ice machine.
Ooh, you broke the ice machine? Is that why you got detention?
No, I got detention because my watch broke this morning, and then Sarah accidentally took my book report.
Oh. Well, can I ask why you have pieces of toilet paper in your hair?
It's a long story. I think I better get some ice for my wrist. It's starting to swell.
I'll get it for you.
Good idea, Connie. If she gets around an ice machine, we could probably have Starlights on Ice perform here tonight.
I'll be right back.
Thanks, Connie.
Did you disobey your parents recently?
I don't think so. Why?
I'm just trying to think of what you did wrong that would make all these bad things happen. Did you forget to take out the trash?
No.
Hide your vegetables under your napkin?
No.
And if that were the case, you'd be doomed, Alex.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what I should most avoid.
Here's some ice, Mandy. And to help make your day a little better, here's a mint chocolate shake, too. No charge.
Thanks. At least something good happened today.
Hey, Connie, Maybe you didn't hear about my massive concussion today.
Forget it, Alex.
But see, today in the lunch line, Sarah and Mandy ran into each other. Books collided, papers flew everywhere, folders scattered all over the floor. It was an absolute catastrophe.
Catastrophe?
And so I stepped in, courageously, to help pick it all up. But as I got up off the floor, wham! My head collided with a dense object.
Hey!
I became dizzy, fumbling around, trying to regain my balance.
Alex! Watch out! Oh no. My favorite sweater.
Oops. Sorry.
It's okay, Mandy. Ice cream will wash out, I think. Come on, I'll help you get cleaned up. Alex, make sure no one steps on that glass.
Okay. Mandy, are you sure you haven't done anything wrong? Did you take one of those do not remove tags off your mattress?
It's no use, Connie. I'm going to have a chocolate mint stain forever.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mandy. But you can wear your windbreaker tonight, so no one will notice at the show.
Yeah, my mud-covered windbreaker. No one will notice.
Oh. Well, you'll still have a good time.
The way my day's going, I wouldn't be surprised if the ice melted and I was drowned in a sea of, melted ice.
Now, you can't really believe that. Remember, God works all things together for good. You just need to have faith that God's going to take care of everything.
Even after a day like this?
Especially. Just have faith. Keep telling yourself all things work together for good.
Okay. All things work together for good. All things work together for good.
You'll never guess what happened.
What?
The performance tonight has been canceled. Whit just announced it.
Why?
The skaters are on strike. Something about the mistreatment of Zamboni drivers.
I can't believe this.
I can't either.
I don't even know what a Zamboni driver is.
This has been the worst day ever.
Well, look on the bright side.
Which is?
You don't have to go looking like that.
Did you wear mismatching socks?
That's not a sin, Alex.
Did you wear stolen mismatching socks?
I've had enough. I'm going home.
We better go with her. She'll probably need some emergency care on the way.
I'll go get the first aid kit. So what are you gonna do tonight?
Get something to eat first. I'm starving.
If I were you, I would avoid anything with seeds. You'd probably choke on it.
Thanks for the tip, Alex. This is my street. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Mandy.
Bye.
Don't run with scissors or anything.
Okay, I'm just going to go home and have something to eat and relax, and everything will be fine. Oh, what a cute little doggy. Hey there, little pup. Where's your... Nice doggy. Nice, scary doggy. Okay, let go of my backpack. Hey, let go of my backpack. Come back here with my backpack. There, gotcha. Now let go of it.
Young lady, you let go of my precious Foofy Pie this instant.
I'm sorry, ma'am. See, Foofy Pie stole my backpack and...
Oh, and look, oh, I have trampled my rose bushes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I was just...
No excuses, dear. You're one of the Strasbourg children, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, go on home. I'll speak to your mother about a way you can pay me back later.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, do be careful. The sprinklers are about to come on.
What? Oh! Oh!
Mandy, is that you?
Hi, Mom.
Why are you home now? I thought the ice show was... Oh, my, you're soaked.
I know.
Oh, it's okay, honey. The dryer works.
It's not just that. I'm muddy and mint chocolate shaked and swelling up. And, Mom, I just had the worst day ever.
Oh, Mandy.
And I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten anything since breakfast.
Well, since we didn't think you were going to be home tonight, we went ahead and ordered out.
That's fine. What did you get?
Your brother wanted Thai food.
But I hate Thai food.
I know. That's why we got it on a night you weren't going to be home. I'm sorry, dear.
My life is over.
We have some leftover broccoli casserole.
Come in, but be prepared for an earthquake or something.
Mandy? Oh, you're already in your pajamas.
I figure the best thing to do would be to go to bed and get this day over with as quickly as possible.
I brought you some soup, your favorite.
Mmm, hot stuff. I'll probably spill it on myself and scald my legs beyond recognition.
That's what the bib is for.
And plastic surgery if that doesn't work. Thanks, Mom.
Mandy, about today.
Please don't tell me that everything is going to be fine or that the day wasn't all that bad or I should look on the bright side of things.
No, I was only going to say that bad days happen to everyone. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love you or that life will be bad forever. It means that sometimes things just go wrong. But the sun will rise tomorrow and you'll have a new day. Hopefully it'll be a better day than today.
I hope so.
Me too, sweetie. Well, finish your soup and get some sleep. I'll see you in the morning.
Thanks, Mom. Mom, do you know where Fluffy Face is? I haven't seen him.
Fluffy Face?
My cat, Mom.
Let's talk about that tomorrow, Mandy.
It sure sounds like Mandy has had a tough day, and hopefully it will get better tomorrow. But even if it doesn't, it's important to remember that God is with us in both good times and bad, no matter what happens. In fact, Mandy's story reminds me of a man in the Bible who had a really bad day, a bad month, and a bad year. And things kept getting worse and worse. His family gave him advice, his friends did too, but ultimately he realized he had to listen to God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Worst Day Ever was written and directed by Kathy Waringa. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Aria Curzon, Travis Tedford, Scarlett Palmers, and Corey Burton. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.